Welcome to North Valley's devotional podcast for November 18th, 2020. Today we're reading from Psalm 42, verses 5 through 11, and from Thomas Kelly. Why am I discouraged? Why am I restless? I trust you. I will praise you again because you help me, and you are my God. I am deeply discouraged as I think about you from where the Jordan begins at Mount Hermon and from Mount Mizar. Your vicious waves have swept over me like an angry ocean or a roaring waterfall. Every day you are kind, and at night you give me a song as my prayer to you, the living Lord God. You are my mighty rock. Why have you forgotten me? Why must my enemies mistreat me and make me sad? Even my bones are in pain, while all day long my enemies sneer and ask, "Where is your God?" Why am I discouraged? Why am I restless? I trust you, and I will praise you again because you help me, and you are my God. It is an overwhelming experience to fall into the hands of the living God, to be invaded to the depths of one's being by his presence, to be, without warning, wholly uprooted from all earth-born securities and assurances, and to be blown by a tempest of unbelievable power which leaves one's old, proud self utterly defenseless, until one cries, "All thy waves and thy billows are gone over me." Then is the soul swept into a loving center of ineffable sweetness, where calm and unspeakable peace and ravishing joy steal over one. Thomas Kelly. If we signed up for the casual spirituality tour or the gloss over the hard parts I love God cruise, we're in for a rude awakening. The seas of loving God aren't smooth, and the rough waters and high winds aren't always external. Jesus may calm the waves, but even then he doesn't leave us room to cling to our securities or self-assurances. Far too often, the used Jesus salesmen try to sell us a false God. It's not just the slick and suave dealers who are guilty of selling us a bill of goods. The false advertising is ubiquitous, from misuse of scripture to unsubstantiated claims of effectiveness to entwinement with nationalism and pride. The proofs that the way is narrow and the temptation to buy a trail pass for a flat and easy 1 mile hiking loop rather than the arduous sojourn are prevalent. Jesus seems to be insistent that the God way is taking up our crosses, releasing ourselves to God. Thomas Kelly's description, quote, "wholly uprooted from all earth-born securities and assurances, and to be blown by a tempest of unbelievable power, which leaves one's old proud self utterly defenseless," isn't something that sells itself. The journey of Psalm 42, from ecstasy and hope in God's presence to total discouragement, all within 11 verses, or particularly the swing in verses 7 and 8, "Every day you are kind, your vicious waves have swept over me," is a better description of a true spiritual path than we often would like to admit. It certainly doesn't sell well. The thing is, Jesus, the psalmist, the prophets, all were upfront about this. Being faithful is hard. This will cost you everything. To come to the place of a loving center means trading our current lives for new ones. It is only once we release that we can be swept into a loving center of ineffable sweetness, where calm and unspeakable peace and ravishing joy steal over one, or as Jesus put it, that we can find life. The 1 mile hiking loop might be nice for a stroll, but the arduous journey is what brings us to the wild beauty and joy. Psalm 42 pushes into God, even as the psalmist is discouraged and restless. Kelly opens the way to fall into the hands of a loving God, in full honesty, that through the pain of defenselessness, we can be swept into centered love of unspeakable peace and ravishing joy. Some questions for today. Are you willing to allow yourself to fall into the hands of a loving God? Are you willing to be wholly uprooted? Can you pray, "I trust you, and I will praise you again because you help me and you are my God"?